take me out to the ballgame.
Dean Richards, Sunday morning on WGN. As we continue remembering the legendary Ernie Banks, passed away on Friday. There will be a press conference today at 12 noon that'll be held by Ernie Banks' wife and family. We'll cover that for you live here today on WGN. In the meantime, though, we continue to remember some of the greats. Continue remembering Ernie by some of the people who you know, were closest to him through the years. And Shwani, you know, we've been hearing from a lot of the people who are on the air who knew Ernie Banks and remembered Ernie Banks. But you know Jack Rosenberg, right, Shwani?
I most certainly do.
You're longtime friends with him, as just about anybody who has been here at WGN for any time has been. Jack Rosenberg was the guy behind Jack Brickhouse, the guy behind legends like Vince Lloyd and Lloyd Pettit and Harry Carey. For more than 40 years, he was sports editor of both WGN Television and WGN Radio. Anything that happened in sports, and, you know, for those 40 years, they were pretty instrumental years in, developing the legend of Cubs baseball here on WGN. It was Jack Brickhouse who was behind all of that. He was, when Jack Brickhouse, for example, was inducted into the media wing of the Baseball Hall of Fame, Jack Brickhouse asked Jack Rosenberg to write his Hall of Fame speech for him. That was an amazing speech, the words written by Jack Rosenberg. And it's always a pleasure to welcome our pal Rosie to the program. Jack, how you doing, pal?
All right. Thank you very much, Dean. I can't thank you enough.
Well, you're a pretty special guy. I mean, to me and to lots of people, and I appreciate whenever you can join us. Sadly, too often it's been when we lose somebody, and we tap into your memory for some insights. I mean, you were pretty much around Ernie Banks from the day that he came to Wrigley Field.
I was with him at the beginning, his first full season. Was 1954, and that was my first full season at WGN Television Radio, and I lasted 45 years, but he's going to last forever. He was a man, really, for all seasons. You've discussed that this morning already. If a person was having a rough day, and he got around Ernie Banks, that person would wind up thinking life was great. I mean, he made an indelible imprint on life as we know it. And it was an honor to know him. I can't say enough nice things about him, but to see the marquee at Wrigley Field saying, Mr. Cub, 1931, to 2015, I'm very sad about that. I always remembered his birthday because he was born 1/31/31. But you know, there are so many things out there, Dean, that you could recall. In particular, the '69 Cubs,
sure,
which are legendary among Cub fans. I mean, everybody knows Kessinger, Beckert, Williams, Sano, Banks, and then you went to Fergie Jenkins and Kenny Holtzman, and those guys would stand by the brick wall, by the home plate screen there, for hours, accommodating everyone who wanted their autographs. They would thank them, they would smile. Times have really changed, and they were a special breed. Now, they didn't win the pennant, but they captured the hearts of literally every Cubs fan.
Yeah, and many would say that, people's diehard affection for the Cubs was born that season. I would argue because of these guys, because of their complete professionalism, both on the field and off, that people still have this special place in their heart.
That's exactly right.
Cubs.
And they would continue, once they left the ballpark, They would stand in the parking lot.
Right.
And for hours on end. And thank you, everybody. Yeah, I mean, people like me are never going to forget that, because it's a different day and age now. And you know, we can't always hearken to the past, but in this case, Ernie Banks was part of everything. I would like to think, in a perfect world, that even now, as we speak, that Ernie is already up there hobnobbing in the great beyond with Jack Brickhouse and Vince Lloyd and Lou Boudreau and Harry Carey and Arnie Harris and Lloyd Pettit and all the rest, imploring them to play two today. And I'm sure that they're going to go for that. Because
yeah. Well, he and
it was an incredible time. Yeah. In the history of Chicago.
Yeah, I heard somebody say yesterday that Ernie and Ronnie are up there playing catch right now. You know,
I would not be surprised about
right.
that.
So Jack, you were, I mean, because, you know, you were, you know, you were the behind the scenes man. You made everything happen for Brickhouse and Harry and Lloyd and both Lloyd Pettit and Vince Lloyd. I mean, you must have been around for some of those incredible moments. You must have been around for Ernie's 500th home run. We've heard that clip over and over of Jack Brickhouse, you know, calling the home run. But do you remember that day?
I remember it very well, because I was in the television booth, and I had been collecting the number 495, 496, 497, and we were just waiting for that 500th. And finally, it came. And it was an incredible moment, because we immediately flashed back to some of the last few home runs that he had hit. And you just... Dean, you don't forget those things. I mean, it was something. And Ernie was such a nice guy with everybody. You never heard a foul word out of his mouth, and he encouraged everybody. And you know, I used to produce the Cubs spring training specials for years and on television, and I invariably would start off the show with Ernie, because he always had some cute little remark like, the Cubs will be alive in 65.
Right.
Or, hey, holy mackerel, no doubt about it. And he would dance and do a little jig. You know?
Right.
And it got to be part of, and he waited for me every year in Arizona to come down. And what do you got in mind on these openings this time and all that? And so, you know what? I'm never going to forget him. He's always going to occupy a special place in my heart, and that goes for almost anyone who has followed baseball, because it's statistics. Everybody knows about statistics in baseball, but he went far beyond that, and God bless him and rest his soul, and I can't thank you enough for including me on your show, because you're one of the all-time greats yourself. You know that.
Well, you know how I feel about you, and somebody else here thinks the world of you. Also, you know, Dave Schwann, you know, does the news for us here on Sunday morning, who I know you worked with for many years at Tribune Radio Network. Schwann,
Dave is outstanding man and outstanding talent.
Well, he used to be, but you know, he's okay now. So,
Jack, it's so
I mean
good.
That, Dave.
It's so good to talk
just keep
to you.
Up the good work.
Thank you. It's good to talk to you again. Unfortunately, under these types of circumstances, but I do think of you often. It's great to hear from you, and thanks for all of your reminiscences about Ernie and all of the other great Cub players.
And thank you very much for including me. It means everything to me.
Schwanny, wouldn't you agree, Rosie, one of the true greats? And when we talk about the greats in Chicago sports, the names who are on the field or on the air, but truly one of the greats in Chicago sports.
There's no doubt.
Jack Rosenberg,
yeah.
Without a doubt.
There's no doubt. And he and other folks that were behind the scenes, as you said, I'm thinking of another person I worked with here many years ago, Jack Minovich. along with Jack Rosenberg. Vince Lloyd was here for a while when I first came to the company in 1986. Those were the people that made things happen, and why we have so many great memories of watching and listening to the
Cubs. You want to hear a great story? You want to hear a great story?
Sure.
Jack, you wrote a letter to actor Tom Hanks. Am I correct about this?
I did. That's correct.
Explain this whole Tom Hanks thing. You want to hear an amazing story about both about Jack and about Tom Hanks. This is a fantastic story.
Well, the New York Times had carried a story pointing out that Tom Hanks is literally obsessed with typewriters. He buys them, he sells them, he trades them, he uses them. So that's my era. So I wrote him a nice letter.
On a typewriter.
In a typewriter, of course.
Right, a typewritten letter. Right.
And he wrote me back on the typewriter. And that has now started a back-and-forth letter deal. We're on number four right now, and I owe him. One of the things he pointed out to me, Dean, was that when he went to Hollywood, he had to join the union, and by joining the union, he could take any name that he wanted. He said, "Do you realize I could have been Tom Brickhouse?" So that's the kind of stuff that's going back and forth, and this is all part of it, and all these compliments you're giving me, I appreciate it, because that's exactly the way I wrote them for you.
Well,
I wish you the best.
Jack, all the best to you, my friend. It's always great to talk to you. Thank you for taking some time to remember your old pal.
Thank you very much,
Ernie
and thanks
Banks.
To Dave Schwann as well.
Thank you, sir.
All
okay,
right.
Buddy.
Thanks. There goes Jack Rosenberg, a true WGN Chicago sports legend.